Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now it's time for Believe It.
Believe. I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe it or not. On the Jeff Calkins Show.
Tom Brady is going to call it quits, so he's going to go home and spend more time with the family.
Believe it or not.
This comes up, of course.
Yeah, his podcast.
Because in his podcast, I'll give you the quotes. Here we go. I think as I've gotten older, I think the best part is football is extremely important in my life, and it means a lot to me, and I care a lot about what we're trying to accomplish as a team, and I care a lot about my teammates. The biggest difference now that I'm older is I have kids now, too, you know, and I care about them a lot as well. They've been my biggest supporters. My wife is my biggest supporter. It pains her to see me get hit out there, and she deserves what she needs from me as a husband, and my kids deserve what they need from me as a dad.
He got bloodied up, too, on Sunday. I'm going to say I don't believe it, and in the end, my new strategy on Believe It or Not is I'm going to go
You've taken a strategy.
Correct.
Correct.
My new strategy of when I'm on the spot is going to be is what seems to be the most obvious answer. And to me, what seems to be the most obvious answer, he had one of his best years throwing the football that he's had in a very long time. And I think a lot of times what happens is with these older veterans, they lose a game. For Tom Brady, there's only one thing that matters now. Like, he's just stacking championships. All that matters is playoffs and whatnot. Right. And so when you lose, especially when you got kind of banged up, I think your first thought is, I don't need this anymore. And then I think they take a couple of weeks off and they realize, like, what am I going to do? And with Brady,
I'm still good. I still like it. Why am I, you know, there will come a time I have to stop. He must even know that there will come a time he has to stop. And so
it seems like to
why
me,
cut that off, quote unquote, prematurely?
You know, I think a lot of people were dismissive when he said 45 was going to be the cutoff date. But next year would be 45, and it feels like he'll do a retirement tour. He feels like a retirement tour guy.
Okay. The NFL should change its overtime rules.
Believe it or not.
I'm going to say I believe it only because in the end, it gets decided by a coin toss. The irony to me is that
you faulted the Bills, by the way, going tails there. Is that what you talk
about?
Well,
I just think Josh Allen
overthought it.
Well, I think he thought it's the classic of I did the same thing on the national championship game. I knew Georgia was the right play, but I just couldn't sit there and go, I'm betting against Nick Saban. If you call tails because it rhymes with fails, tails never fails. Because of that rhyme, you are afforded the luxury of, even if you lose the toss, nobody blames you because everyone goes, well, duh, you have to go tails never fails. Like, you have to. Like, it's just, that's the situation. But I was always, everyone wants to call tails, so I want to call heads. That was always my deal growing up on the coin toss. And in the end, I think it's 10 out of 11 overtime games have been decided by the coin toss. Whoever wins the coin toss wins the game in the NFL. I just think that, listen, we should understand, keep the overtime what it is for the regular season. Like, 60 minutes is enough to win the regular season. If you want it to be a playoff game, play an extra quarter.
Yeah, so there's different ways to do this. Some of the suggestions are, one is that you do the coin toss early, and so people know as they are playing the game, it wouldn't have really impacted the Bills Chiefs because they were everyone was scoring every time they could possibly anyway.
Correct. The theory is whoever wins the first coin toss, that is the coin toss for the game. So therefore,
right.
You know the Chiefs
will
have. You
know that they're going to have possession, and it may impact how you play out
correct.
The game. So that would be one fix they could make. I don't think that's sufficient. I hate the NFL, and this was had nothing to do with last Sunday's
yeah, yeah.
event. I don't like it.
No, the irony is the Chiefs presented a rule after they got beat in the same situation.
Yes, they did. Right, exactly.
They presented a changing of the overtime, and so now they were on the other end of it.
Okay, so that's one possible fix. Second possible fix would be first team to 8 points.
Correct.
What do you like that one? That one, you can score your touchdown, but then you got a decision to make. Are you going to go for two? Of course, I guess you would.
I think everybody would.
You would go for two, but then you got another chance to stop them. Of course you would go for two, and then you have another chance to stop them. That can still be – it still gives one team the chance to win it before the other team has a chance to the ball in their hands.
Well, I think the odds would say even if you're playing one quarter, whoever gets the ball first has the decided advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the 8 point thing. I don't really.
I mean, to me, the 8 point thing, everybody's
just another gimmick.
Well, everybody's going to go for two because in the end, if you kick the extra point, you still need a field goal anyway.
Exactly.
Like so,
extra point does you no good.
Exactly. So everyone's
so you
go
for two. It just gives you as a defense another chance to stop them.
Right.
And give your offense a chance. I don't like it. I would not do that. The other one the Ravens suggested was the one team spots, the other team chooses.
Correct.
It's like when you were a kid and you had a piece of cake and you had your sibling and you're like, I divide, you choose. Did you do that as a kid? I'll divide. Didn't you do I'll divide, you choose?
No, we never did it. But to me, it's like when you cut the deck of cards. Like someone gets to pick where you cut it and then they get to decide if they're going to go
forward or
backwards.
So I can decide, listen, we're going to – the thing is, both – with the Bills-Chiefs game, you could have put it on the five. Both teams would have taken the damn ball. Like, no one's playing field position there with Mahomes and Josh Allen doing what they were doing. But the idea would be, I'm going to say, all right, I'm putting the ball on the 12.
Yes.
You can either, I'm happy to take it on the 12,
I'm putting it on my 12.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
I'm putting it on my 12.
Yes.
And then you decide if you want to take it or not.
Correct.
Would you take it, by the way? Depends depends the situation, depends the team, depends health, depends everything.
Ball.
You'd always take the ball.
Yes.
I'm putting the ball on my one. You're not taking the ball.
Yes, I am.
Really?
It's the only way I can have the ball with a chance to win.
So that's another one. Again, too gimmicky. I think yours is the right solution. In the playoffs, at the very least, I prefer the college way to do it. But you don't. Because you want defense and real football and all that stuff. You probably don't like penalty kicks in soccer either. Because you want it to look like the game. I get it.
I'm fine with penalty kicks because you get 120 minutes.
But here,
yes.
At least in the way it would, what you'd say is when you get to the playoffs, it doesn't need to be sudden death. Play another quarter.
Yes.
And so the Bills would have given up the touchdown there, but they would have still had a chance to come back. You know.
I mean, let's be real. At that point, it probably would have been we would have seen 28 points in the
and you
overtime.
Can't do it in the regular season just because you can't lard on that much extra time. I agree with all that. Okay, the Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen are the Brady Manning of the next 10 years.
Believe it or not,
I believe it because in the end, forget the fact that they both are outstanding players. I think it's safe to say both are well-run organizations. And while, yes, someone's eventually going to find themselves in cap hell or, you know, what all the things that you can talk about, I trust both of those organizations to figure it out. And maybe each team is not going to have every single year their best team, but they're always going to have a good team. And I think these two franchises, it helps. I think both can probably control their division as long as they have their guy. And to me, it seems like we're just going to see them at some point every single year.
I think because I'm a pessimist, I don't believe that. I'd like that to be true. I don't believe that. You know, Joe Burrow, where the hell's Joe Burrow in that? Lamar is, like, still awesome. Like, they were devastated by injuries. Lamar is still awesome. I don't believe that we saw what we saw, and they were tremendous, obviously. And I think Patrick Mahomes has proven it to be over a several-year period. I just think it's more complicated than that. I don't think it's these two stand astride.
Josh has made the playoffs. Josh has made the playoffs three straight years. The only year he didn't was his first year, and they were still figuring out how to build around him. I think they now know how to build around him. And we've seen I think the Chiefs, one of the more underrated things that they did this year was they completely rebuilt their offensive line this year.
They absolutely did.
And
they did it
brilliantly. Went from being a weakness last year to now.
Here's the problem, actually. The Chiefs are only like getting better because they start two rookies in the offensive line.
Sure. But I think that I trust that the Bills, when they know that they're going to have to rebuild, I think to me, both organizations have proven to be smart and competent. If you're a Titans fan, I think the biggest reason why Sunday was such a dagger is if you watched, or Saturday for them, if you watched on Sunday and you see those two guys, you had a situation in play where you were only going to have to see one of them instead of both of them. And I imagine there's going to be a lot of years where you're going to
go through both of them.
Exactly.
Derrick Henry hurt the Titans this past weekend.
Believe it or not.
I still don't believe that because the way that Kansas City played, they respected him even to the level of it was, you know, like he was completely healthy. It was obvious to me he didn't have like the burst that he had had. But I still don't think he was a net negative. I mean,
it depends what you like. It's funny. I think for the reasons you discuss, he changes
the way you have to play them.
But if you care about the advanced stats, here you go. With the ball in his hands, this is from ESPN today. With the ball in his hands, Henry wasn't close to his 2019 or 2020 self for the Titans. His 20 carries produced just 62 yards, 5 first downs, and minus 4.4 expected points added. Indeed, he finished with 6 fewer rushing yards than an average back would given the same blocking per NFL Next Gen Stats. So he wasn't just not his own self.
Yeah.
He was worse than the average running back would get given that exact same blocking. He came up short on the 2-point plunge. He was stuffed in the backfield on a 4th-and-1.
Yeah, I would also.
Foreman was
on the next
better.
On Next Gen Stats. Even when he was healthy this year, because he runs against 8-man boxes, he usually doesn't ever like blow you away on terms of expected yards gained.
But the expected yards gains takes into account the blocking and the scheme on the other side.
Right, but he's always going
what
up against.
What he's presented with.
He's always going up against. He goes up against 8-man fronts more than any other running back in the. Or 8-man boxes more than any other running back in the league. And that's why.
But that's incorporated into expected rushing yards. That's all figured. Given
expected rushing yards is based on when you get touched.
Right, but it's also.
If there are more defenders in the box, you're going to get touched sooner. In the end, the problem was Ryan Tannehill.
Well, there's no question. I didn't ask that. I didn't say who was the bigger problem, that Derrick Henry is the bigger problem than Ryan Tannehill. I do think, I guess what it means is that how much was the injury, we've waited for him to fall off the cliff for forever.
Sure.
When is he going to fall off the cliff? How confident would you be as you look forward to a future with Ryan Tannehill,
sure.
For example? You not only have to take into account the failures of Ryan Tannehill that we just saw, you have to take into account that if Derrick Henry is regressing, you may need a quarterback who carries a bigger load Ryan Tannehill has been carrying.
It's the Todd Gurley conundrum.
Right.
In the end, when the Rams offense fell off, Goff ends up taking the blame.
Goff was fine, but it's also true. Goff was great when he had Gurley.
Yes.
When Gurley was gone, then the spotlight's on Goff, and you're like, yeah.
He still got him to a Super Bowl. If you watch that Saints game, he made way more throws than Tannehill did.
After Gurley, that's when they decided they couldn't live without him anymore.
Correct.
Couldn't live with him anymore.
Yes.
And when they decided, we're gonna go get something else. I'm gonna shift gears here a little bit.
All right.
Tennessee will finish second in the SEC East next year.
Believe it or not.
All right, let's see roster-wise who I like. So Georgia's obviously one.
Georgia is obviously one. But I think it raises the question, who now is – there is a opening in the SEC East. Given the
– The sexy one is going to be South Carolina, and you know where I'll be on that. I will be fading them because when everyone hypes up a team like South Carolina, that's usually not the best way to go. I think Kentucky's still going to be good. However, Tennessee's had pretty good success against Kentucky, even when they've been the lesser team. The question for me is Florida. Is Florida able to patch this up enough this year where they will be the second team? I'm going to say I don't believe it, but it wouldn't shock me if they wind up being the number two team because they got their quarterback coming back.
True. So does Tennessee.
No, no, but I'm saying Tennessee.
It wouldn't shock you if Tennessee has
right, but I still think Florida. Yeah, exactly. I think it's easier to rebuild on the fly at Florida.
Clearly easier to rebuild on the fly at Florida. Okay, it will be a travesty, not if, but when Barry Bonds fails to be elected to the Hall of Fame today.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, in the end, I understand there's the steroid issue and whatnot, but look at Barry Bonds before steroids. He was on pace to become one of the greatest players of all time, if not the greatest player of all time. And then he decides to do steroids and he becomes the greatest home run hitter of all time. Like, there's been a billion guys that have juiced up and never made it past double A. Like, in the end, he is one of the greatest baseball players I've ever seen in person. I watched him in Cincinnati one weekend. My dad took me up there.
It's insane that he's not in the Hall of Fame. Insane. And this is, by the way, his last chance. This is his last chance today is the voting. And he has to get, 75% of the vote, I think it is?
Yeah.
And he's not going to. There's no way he's going to make it.
He has an outside shot. He has a better shot this year than he did any other year previously.
But it's still
unlikely.
Do you really believe that nobody else in the Hall of Fame did steroids?
Absolutely not.
You know, or like it's.
Well, it's so weird in baseball. Like, how
he literally hit more home runs, more balls over the fence than anybody else. How is that dude? And then you tell the story of the steroid era around it. You don't put your head in the sand. I'm not saying that about Barry Bonds, but of course he should be in the Hall of Fame. Preposterous. How about NFL players in the Hall of Fame? Think some of them might have done steroids?
Well, it's weird how we just don't. I mean,
we just don't care.
Yes, we don't. Like, it's. Let me tell you what. I would imagine 75 to 80% of that league's on HGH, and we just don't care.
Right. It's absurd. And that's it.
And I find it highly unlikely in the NBA that nobody's on.
And Clemens should be in too.
Yes, they both were Hall of Famers. They had Hall of Fame careers. Like, in the end, if you were the best player at your position or a top five player at your position for a decade, you're a Hall of Famer.
And you aren't someone who just blew up at the moment, you know, you weren't hitting 12 home runs. You didn't Brady Anderson this.
And by the way, for the record, respect Brady Anderson.
Right, you didn't Brady Anderson. It's ridiculous. That will happen today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.